former Prime Minister Paul Keating is being accused of having a Donald Trump moment after he launched a blistering attack on Australia's spy bosses, labelling them nutters. The one-time Labor leader has urged Bill Shorten to sack intelligence chiefs to improve relations with China if he wins the election. Here's defence correspondent Andrew Green.
Within minutes of the standing ovation for Bill Shorten's campaign launch speech, a former Labor leader was taking to the airwaves offering his views on a range of contemporary topics.
The nutters are in charge.
Speaking to the ABC's political editor, Andrew Probyn, Paul Keating accused the country's security agencies of running Australia's foreign policy and called for Bill Shorten to sack them if he wins the election.
The nutters are in charge.
The security agencies that would be advising Labor.
Oh, yeah, well, you clean them out.
Mr. Keating took particular aim at former Beijing correspondent John Garneau, who became an advisor to Malcolm Turnbull and helped to write a classified report on Chinese influence in Australia.
Once that Garneau guy got back from China and Turnbull gave him the ticket to go and hop into the security agency, they've all gone burko ever since. You know, when you've got the ASIO chief knocking on MPs' doors, you know something's wrong.
The former Prime Minister, who has sat on the International Advisory Council for the China Development Bank, warns that Australian security figures can't put at risk the country's relations with its largest trading partner.
They've lost their strategic bearings, these organisations. You know, China, whatever you think, China is a great state. It's always been a great state and now has the second largest economy, soon the largest economy in the world. If we have a foreign policy that does not take that into account, we are fools.
Well, I think Paul Keating is having his Donald Trump moment.
Peter Jennings is the head of the Australian Strategic Policy Institute and an outspoken critic of Beijing's foreign interference activities. He says Mr. Keating's comments are ill-advised and disrespectful.
Frankly, that's not something that a former Prime Minister should do. And I think what he said was blatantly incorrect. The Australian intelligence community, more than most parts of government, has a very clear understanding about what China is doing.
And that's Peter Jennings from the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, ending that report by defence correspondent Andrew Green.